Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
What? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in chilly New England with 4 inches of snow on the ground and more expected. And I immediately connect with my good colleague, Jeremy Zakas, in New South Wales, where it's humid and hot, is in late springtime, with everybody down at the beach, the Bondi Beach, it's called. Jeremy, the humidity is very high. The thunderstorms are dancing around you. Is this a normal spring? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Well, no, not really. This is actually very, very strange, because typically in spring, we may get one or two storms at the very beginning, and that's around about really, you know, mid-November, early December, and then it goes into a very, very hot and very, very dry summer. But as you've just said, we've had storm on storm on storm all week. And when I say all week, from Monday to Friday, every single day was touched by at least one storm. And to make matters worse, here in Sydney, we've had humidity. And, I mean, truth be told, we do get a little bit of humidity from time to time here in the city and certainly in the outer reaches. But we've actually had 100% humidity on about 4 of the days this week, which is very much the same as what you would feel in Queensland and most of the tropical environments. So, John, that's just driving this really, really hot, dank sort of a feeling in the city, and it's creating these massive supercell systems that are creating large storm fronts that are going through. Now, today is an exception. We've actually finally got the first day where we haven't got rain out there, where we haven't got storms, but we still do have the humidity. It is very, very hot. It's around about 90, 95 degrees. And honestly, John, Bondi Beach, as you just mentioned, is really, really packed as we speak. People are flocking to the beach right now to take advantage of it, because 24 hours from now, we are expecting once again to be back in the rain and the storms.
What are you expecting for Christmas? Are they doing those projections yet?
Well, this year it turns out, no, they're not. And what happens typically, John, is around the beginning of December, the Bureau of Meteorology starts to put out these, they call them long-term 30-day forecasts. And you know what, we take them with a grain of salt. It always says that Christmas is going to be rainy or dry. It's one or the other. And people pretty much take it to the bank that that's what's going to happen. And it's kind of with a bit of fun too, because the Bureau dresses up the fact that, you know, Santa's going to have to put on, you know, wellies and maybe a raincoat, or Santa's going to have to wear his shorts. So it's really made for the kids. But it turns out this year, we're not getting any predictions this far out. In fact, the Bureau of Meteorology was getting so many complaints from people that their long-term forecast in early December, which was meant to be a bit of fun, was always wrong for Christmas Day. They're now saying that their long-term forecast for Christmas Day will come out approximately 1 week before December 25th. And they've actually asked people to stop asking them for a Christmas Day forecast right now, John, because apparently a few complainers out there really spoiled it for the rest of us. But to be fair, we are definitely dealing with a very, very strange weather system. So I just don't think anybody could predict it. But I'm hoping for a sunny one, John, honestly, and hopefully we'll be able to get a Barbie out.
It's about a fortnight to Christmas here, and the trees, the Fraser pines, are in the shops for people to buy. They're about $85 at my church for no matter what tree. Beautiful trees this year, lovely. And then people put decorations on them, and we start shopping early, and everybody says, now what do we do this year for the children? They're much older than they used to be. All right, that's how we spend our December. Do you spend your December in the same way, except for it's hot, or is there any difference? You don't do Christmas trees, or do you?
We actually do, funnily enough. We definitely do Christmas trees, but there is a very, very big difference. You have live Christmas trees. You have these fantastic firs and these fantastic trees. You put water at the base and you let them grow and they look magnificent. Whereas here in Australia, it is just too hot to do that. What we get instead is we get plastic, we get polymer, and in some cases actually metal Christmas trees that we put up in the home. And also, John, I have to remind people too that we are actually in a fire ban season too. So you can imagine if we had all these Christmas trees around the place that weren't getting enough water and actually dying in people's properties, they actually become a fire hazard too. So the Australian way is actually to stay away from anything alive because, one, it takes too much water to keep it alive, and two, really with the heat, that just doesn't survive even in the family home. And instead, we go for these fake trees. So we do the same thing. And I guess the other difference is, too, when we're out shopping, you're probably very much rugged up in your coats and very much trying to keep warm. Whereas with us, we have our flip-flops on, we have our shorts, our T-shirt, and we're just out pretty much in, you know, the 90-degree heat doing the Australian thing. So there is some similarities there. But honestly, I guess just for our own pure safety, there is a few big differences.
How does Santa dress at the stores? Does Santa wear all that wool and cotton that we have, or does Santa wear flip-flops and a Hawaiian shirt?
We actually have two types of Santas. In the more traditional upmarket stores, we have a poor Santa there who's very much dressed up in traditional garb. You can see, you can almost feel the beads of sweat coming through the big suit there, the big beard, and basically everything that should be saying that he's somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere, but he's not, and he wishes he was. And then, of course, when you go to, I guess you could say, the more regular stores, we have Santa there wearing shorts. The reindeers typically also either have shorts on or have some kind of swimwear on, and Santa's actually there in a T-shirt. And normally it's not so much a Hawaiian T-shirt. It's actually a very nicely done red shirt with often a little bit of white decorating. But we do have a very, very Aussie variation on Santa. And as you can imagine, it's very much attuned to Santa being at the beach.
Now, in Britain, which was originally the mother country for us and for you, they do not give presents on Christmas Day. They reserve the bulk of their presents for what they call Boxing Day, the next day. Oh, some families have dinner on Christmas Eve and exchange gifts. Do you have any pattern in Australia?
We have a mixed pattern. The bulk of presents are actually given on Christmas Day, December 25th. But because a lot of people, including myself, have European ancestry and parents and grandparents who are European, we actually also give a few presents on Christmas Eve. But the interesting thing is Boxing Day for us is not actually presents. Boxing Day for us, funnily enough, is very much all about Boxing Day sales and the Boxing Day cricket test and also the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. So in Australia, we've actually really pulled ourselves away from the British tradition and left Boxing Day really just for fun and frivolity and not worrying about presents. But it's really Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the bulk. And then by the time you get to Boxing Day, we often joke Boxing Day is literally when you're throwing out all the boxes from the presents you got in the previous 2 days and just start playing with them.
How about holidays from work? Ordinarily here, you would have Christmas Eve, at least a half day or a full day's work. You get Christmas Day off and Boxing Day off, and then you go back to work for a couple of days, and then there's New Year's Day. How does it work for you?
That's almost exactly the same. Certainly in the commercial sector, Christmas Eve is typically where you do get the half day. Some companies do start maybe the 23rd, so just to give their employees a little bit of extra time. Normally around the 1st of January that you actually do see people going back to work. But this year, we've actually seen some government departments, for example, that are actually allowing employees to have what's called a stand down period, pretty much from Christmas Eve all the way to about January 6th. So we're starting to see that companies and government at least are starting to expand how long employees can take stand down. And the good news is too, John, a lot of this stand down period doesn't actually come off your annual leave. So we're very blessed in that we do get annual leave typically in a lot of our workplaces. But when it comes to Christmas, they're like declared holidays. And we do have Christmas Day and New Year's as a declared government holiday anyway. But a lot of people, luckily enough, do get to actually spend the Christmas season with their families.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales introducing me to patterns that make a great deal of sense, given that the humidity is 100 and everybody's down at the Bondi Beach enjoying the sun and the surf, except for watch out for the sunburn. And now we're going to a very scary story about reptiles and cars. Now, Jeremy promises me that when he gets to his vehicle, he looks under the seat, he looks under the hood, and he looks behind him in the seat behind him. He promises. We're going to tell a story about someone who didn't. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zakas. I'm John Batchelor.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.